All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, directed by Gennady Tartakovsky. The writers are Michael Kuhlers and Gennady Tartakovsky. And it stars Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, and Selena Gomez. And the synopsis is, Count Dracula and company participate in a cruise for sea-loving monsters, unaware that their boat is being commanded by the monster-hunting Van Helsing family. That description gives away a lot of the plot of the movie. The movie starts off with Count Dracula and some of the other characters on the train, and then Van Helsing shows up. Dracula defeats Van Helsing. He just kind of falls off into the abyss. And then it goes to a wedding. Some of the monsters are being... I remember in the first movie was about his daughter. The second movie was about... I think she was about to be married. And then this movie also has his grandson. His grandson's somewhat older, maybe, as far as the movie's concerned, 6 to 7 years old. And his grandson ruins the wedding. Because of that, Dracula gets very down on himself, and he doesn't have anybody. He's not married, and he feels like he needs to go date. So there's some jokes about Tinder in this movie. So what happens is that they decide to go on a cruise. The cruise has a female captain. Dracula is very interested in her. The captain's background is a little sketchy, but that's kind of where we'll stop. What I thought about this movie is okay, is watchable. Probably would not watch it again. I like the first one a lot. The second one, maybe not so much. The first one might be an 8 to me. The second one, really a 6.5. And this one doesn't really offend too much, but it's just very plain. The jokes aren't funny. The acting's okay. The animation's okay. But should there be a Hotel Transylvania 4? No, not really. I think that this series has run its course. This is probably the only positive series that Adam Sandler has, which is another reason why they probably keep turning these out. A lot of Adam Sandler's live action movies aren't well received. A lot of those have been going to Netflix, and this is the only animated one that he has. Again, this movie is okay. It's something that if it was on TNT or TBS or FX, that you would probably just be better off watching it there. It's kind of like similar to the Gnomes movie, Gnomeo and Juliet. Should there have been another movie in that series? No, it's not that bad, and it's not that great. For a score, I'm going to give this a 5, and that's really it. Not too much else to say about this movie other than it exists, it's passable, and the movie ended, and I don't take anything away from this movie, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.